Though Mrs. Rosen had sent her chicken to the Johansons, and Mama made a lovely dinner large enough for second helpings all around, it was not an evening of laughter and talk. Ellen was silent at dinner. She looked frightened. Mama and Papa tried to speak of cheerful things, but it was clear that they were worried, and it made Anne-Marie worry too. Only Kirsty was unaware of the quiet tension in the room. Swinging her feet in their newly blackened and shiny shoes, she chattered and giggled during dinner. "Early bedtime tonight, little one," Mama announced after the dishes were washed. "We need extra time for the long story I promised about the king and queen." She disappeared with Kirsty into the bedroom. "What's happening?" Anne-Marie asked when she and Ellen were alone with Papa in the living room. "Something's wrong. What is it?" Papa's face was troubled.
"I wish that I could protect you children from this knowledge," he said quietly. "Ellen, you already know. Now we must tell Anne-Marie."
He turned to her and stroked her hair with his gentle hand.
"This morning at the synagogue, the rabbi told his congregation that the Nazis have taken the synagogue lists of all the Jews, where they live, what their names are. Of course, the Rosens were on that list, along with many others."
"Why? Why did they want those names?"
"They plan to arrest all the Danish Jews. They plan to take them away, and we have been told that they may come tonight."
"I don't understand. Take them where?"
Her father shook his head. "We don't know where, and we don't really know why. They call it relocation. We don't even know what that means. We only know that it is wrong, and it is dangerous, and we must help."
Anne-Marie was stunned. She looked at Ellen and saw that her best friend was crying silently. "Where are Ellen's parents? We must help them, too."
"We couldn't take all three of them. If the Germans come to search our apartment, it would be clear that the Rosens were here. One person we can hide, not three. So Peter has helped Ellen's parents to go elsewhere. We don't know where. Ellen doesn't know either, but they are safe."
Ellen sobbed aloud and put her face in her hands. Papa put his arm around her.
"They are safe, Ellen, I promise you that. You will see them again quite soon. Can you try hard to believe my promise?"
Ellen hesitated, nodded, and wiped her eyes with her hand.
"But Papa," Anne-Marie said, looking around the small apartment with its few pieces of furniture, the fat stuffed sofa, the table and chairs, the small bookcase against the wall.
"You said that we would hide her. How can we do that? Where can she hide?"
Papa smiled. "That part is easy. It will be as your mama said. You two will sleep together in your bed, and you may giggle and talk and tell secrets to each other. And if anyone comes,"
Ellen interrupted him, "who might come? Will it be soldiers, like the ones on the corners?" Anne-Marie remembered how terrified Ellen had looked the day when the soldier had questioned them on the corner.
"I really don't think anyone will, but it never hurts to be prepared. If anyone should come, even soldiers, you two will be sisters. You are together so much, it will be easy for you to pretend that you are sisters."
He rose and walked to the window. He pulled the lace curtain aside and looked down into the street. Outside, it was beginning to grow dark. Soon they would have to draw the black curtains that all Danes had on their windows. The entire city had to be completely darkened at night. In a nearby tree, a bird was singing. Otherwise, it was quiet. It was the last night of September.
"Go now and get into your nightgowns.
It will be a long night." Anne-Marie and Ellen got to their feet. Papa suddenly crossed the room and put his arms around them both. He kissed the top of each head. Anne-Marie's blonde one, which reached to his shoulder, and Ellen's dark hair, the thick curls braided, as always, into pigtails.
"Don't be frightened," he said to them softly. "Once I had three daughters. Tonight, I am proud to have three daughters again."